Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Food Show on WGSO 990 AM. I'm Patty Burnham, and I'm here with Don Clement. Mary Ann Fitzmaurice is still out. Tom is in the hospital, and she asked me to ask all of his fans and listeners to send some healing prayers up for Tom, and we hope she'll be back by Monday. So, hi, Don.
Hello. It's the weekend already.
Yeah, TGIF.
Wow. It goes quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it seems like when you're off on that Monday for a holiday, a three-day weekend.
It threw off the whole weekend for me.
And then work, everything's like jammed up, and you got to get it done in 4 days and not 5 days. But it doesn't matter. We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all good. So, again, prayers to Tom. And prayers to Tom. We're going to be fine.
Yes, we'll be fine.
So today, I'm scratching my head thinking, where am I going to go for lunch? And Shannon says, boy, I really feel like a good salad. Now think about that for a minute. When I tell you a good salad, where?
It's hard. It really is.
It really is hard. Unless you want a Greek salad. You can find Greek salads.
Yeah, they're usually pretty freshly made.
Yeah, but that's it. So I said, wait a minute. What about our sponsor on the food show? You know? So we got in the car. We went over to Porter and Luke's. And when you pull up that menu, I know Marianne always talks about the triple wedge.
Yes.
Shannon got that. It was delicious.
Was it?
Okay.
Okay.
They've got like 6 to 8 salads on that menu.
Really?
Yeah. And they are big, big, healthy salads. So the triple wedge was great. They had 3 huge boiled shrimp on top of the remoulade wedge.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing was they were cold, but they were boiled in crab oil. Shannon
so
said you could
good.
Taste that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it came through. The other wedge had crab meat on top. And then the other wedge had 5 or 6 really nicely sized fried oysters. Not the big ones, but
Oh, wow.
And it was like $19. And it's a big salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was boring. I just got the grilled chicken on mixed greens, but it was with a huge tomato. And I thought of Marianne because she says she can never get a good tomato. Well, I'm going to tell you, that tomato was delicious.
A good tomato?
It was a good tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really delicious. And I think that was $16. And it was really a big, big entree salad.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It was a big piece of
chicken. Yeah, it's a big piece of chicken. It was really good. The dressing was good. They also do that, I forgot who makes it, that Creole tomato dressing is one of their options.
Oh, yeah.
Is it salad?
I think it's Cousins.
It is Cousins. That's really good. That's really good. Yeah, but that's Porter and Luke. So you don't have to get anything really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You can get something nice and light. The summer's here. And they probably have more salad options than anybody I can think of.
I love the idea of that triple wedge. Was it a red or a white remoulade sauce? You remember?
It was pink.
Pink.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. Because they were all sort of together. And I was just, I don't know. But it was, I thought it was reasonably priced. I think that that their servers are great. I can't remember her name, but they don't miss a trick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're right. They're Johnny on the spot. It's really a cool place. So whether you're in Metairie or you might want to make a road trip, that's Porter and Luke's on Metairie Road in the Oakwin Heart Strip Mall right there by Oakwin Heart. So you can't miss it.
Good. I'm glad Porter you enjoyed
Luke.
It.
Yeah, you got to get out there. Gotta
so
get out
what
there.
Are your dinner plans this weekend?
So dinner plans, we are meeting friends tonight. Again, Marianne would love this at Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say,
I like Mandina's.
I love Mandina's. And I know we have some callers who call in and they love Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
So they share my affinity for
them. Yeah, I think so.
It just, it makes me all warm and fuzzy. It feels like New Orleans.
Well, it's old New Orleans.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
It's quintessential New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
And no, is it the best food? No, it's not the best, but it's good.
But it's good.
It's good. And it
mm-hmm.
you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, I think I said it yesterday, Desi Vega on St. Charles.
Yeah, for your daughter's birthday.
Daughter's birthday. Then Sunday, we did make a reservation after the theater at Dominica.
Oh, okay.
Now, how I do all this and still lose weight is crazy, but
yeah.
I just don't eat. I just go and watch people eat. Anyway.
I forgot about Dominica because they're open late.
Yeah, they're
open in the
late.
Hotel.
They might be open till 11.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But that's a good place because it'll be late. And you can just get a few little apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skip the pizza. The pizza's too heavy for me.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about their pizza.
I'm not either.
I've had it, but
not crazy about it.
You know, it's good, but the other things are really good.
I love that big charcuterie board they do.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's really good. So give us a call here at 556-9696. We'd love to hear what you are doing this weekend. Where are you eating? Do you have plans? Are you cooking? We're getting into the heat of the summer already.
Boy, we are.
What's with this? We get first day of hurricane season, and we've got the second tropical storm?
Yeah.
Look, I'm leaving on the 28th. I don't know, hurricane or not. Okay, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monday on the show, we have Matt Renazza, who is a Creole tomato farmer. Mm. And he has been keeping me up to date because he knows I'm always on the lookout for Creole tomatoes. There's nothing
so
like a Creole tomato.
No.
And he's had a really good crop. He said so far he's picked 1,350 20-pound crates.
Wow.
And they're in
even
all
with
the
cold, even with that little cold snap.
Even with the little cold snap.
So
it's a little
okay.
later than usual.
Well, that's okay. We'll delay it.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. They're at Rouse's, Zapardo's, Dornack.
And say that name again so we can look for his.
Matt Renazza.
And that's the name of the farm?
R-A-N-A-T-Z-A. Yeah.
That's the name of the farm.
And it's got a little sticker on it that says Renazza Farms, Creole Tomatoes. Yeah.
I used to love as a kid the ones that would fall off of the tomato bush and then they kind of split.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it was just a different flavor for mm-hmm. some reason. And I love to put them in the refrigerator and get them nice and cold, then slice them. Salt
and pepper.
Pepper.
And that's it.
Well, a little blue plate and two pieces of bunny bread.
See, my husband does that. He makes tomato sandwiches.
Tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
You don't like
yeah.
that?
No, I don't like mayo. So I like them just sliced with salt and pepper.
Poor little Patty.
Yeah.
You really don't like mayo
I really
at all?
Don't like mayo. Okay. In tuna salad or an egg salad, I'll eat it, but I don't put it on anything.
I cannot imagine mm-mm. having a roast beef po' boy
no.
without mayo.
Mm-mm.
Saving the calories.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
But I will eat it. If they accidentally put mayo on a roast beef
you're not
sandwich,
throw a
I'll
fit.
Eat it as long as it's not a lot.
Yeah. No, I like a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't like a
I
lot.
I like it slathered mm-hmm. on there. Just you know what I don't like? And I don't know if we talked about it before. I really don't like the fact that mothers put Creole mustard on their po' boys.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Creole
and shredded
mustard.
Cabbage.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's up with that?
And, you know, Stan, that's all Stan likes on po' boys. Stan
really?
Meadows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said it doesn't get wimp. It doesn't get
wet?
Wet.
I and, like it like that.
The cabbage stays crunchy. That's why he likes it.
I just got a text.
Wilted is the word I was looking for.
I just got a text from my good friend Elizabeth, and she said, a roast beef po' boy without mayo is a sin. I totally agree. I totally agree. That's Patty the sinner
that's
over
right.
here.
That's right. That's right. What can I say?
Gotta have mayo on there. Even like mm-mm. with shrimp? No, you don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. If, like I said, if I get a roast beef with a little bit of mayo, light mayo, I'll eat it. If I get a shrimp with mayo, I send it back.
So I've got my brother-in-law is crazy. He's in France, so I can say this right now. He's definitely not listening to me. He eats a fried shrimp po' boy with roast beef gravy and American cheese.
I've heard of that.
That sounds
not
odd.
American. I've heard of it with roast beef gravy and Swiss cheese.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like a good way to ruin fried shrimp.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And here's the weird thing. He's really picky. So it's mm-hmm. like you won't eat onions. You'll pick them out of everything. But you're going to eat fried shrimp with, I don't know.
Yeah.
So what is the weirdest thing that you eat on a po' boy?
That's right. It's Friday.
I
it's fried shrimp
that.
Po' boy day on Friday.
Call us and tell us what the strangest thing that you eat is. I will totally make fun of you. I will totally ridicule you. But it's going to be so much
fun. But
it's going
to be fun.
Yeah. 556-9696. I really don't eat anything weird on a po' boy.
I'm not much.
No, I'm pretty straightforward.
There's a Mahoney's has what they call a peacemaker,
mm-hmm.
and that's fried shrimp with roast beef gravy, and I think Swiss or provolone cheese.
Who invented that? It wasn't Mahoney's. It was.
I don't know.
Got to think about that.
But the story behind it is that somebody stayed out
late
and brought it.
Got drunk.
Yep.
All right. Wasn't me this time.
It wasn't you.
Not this time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Mandeville Seafood has been a local favorite, serving their house-made roast beef poor boys, seafood poor boys, and even a French fry poor boy in a fast, casual environment. Here is an extensive menu of salads and sandwiches and fried seafood, baskets and platters, as well as sides like stuffed artichokes, meat pies, and jalapeno cheese bites. And we love the very attentive service here at Mandeville Seafood Restaurant and Market, celebrating 25 years.
I get misty just holding your hand.
And we're back with the Food Show on WGSO. You're listening to Patty Berneman and Don Clemon. Marianne is out. Tom is in the hospital, and we're going to ask you again to send up a few prayers for some healing vibes for Tom Fitzmaurice in the hospital. We were just talking off the air. The Creole Tomato Festival is next weekend in the French Quarter, so you should start seeing Creoles in all the stores today and this weekend.
They're just so good.
That caprese salad with a Creole tomato, there's nothing better than that.
I love that. And this is strange. So I pulled up the Peacemaker, the history of it. Mm-hmm. And it says that it can be traced back as far as 1873.
They didn't have po' boys in 1873.
Po' boys were 1929.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It says the origination of the concept of the oyster sandwich is something that could resolve marital differences.
Hmm.
If you could resolve marital differences with a damn sandwich. I mean, guys would be buying oysters by the bushel, you know? Bring up a sack.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that is not going to work for me.
Okay? No.
My wife is not going to settle.
It's not going to work for Bob either, I can tell you that.
No, and she doesn't want pearls either. It's going to be diamonds, I can tell
absolutely.
You that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll forget about that little excuse. We're not going to go down that road. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to Mandina's tonight. I never get red gravy. I might get red gravy there.
You don't? You don't get red gravy?
I don't. Well, no, I do, but I just never get that there because for some reason I just love their fried seafood.
Oh, it's so good.
It is. It's just so
It's good. Really light. That's what I like about it.
I think they fry it in different fryers.
I bet they do.
I bet like the oysters are in one, the shrimp are in one, and yeah, I like it. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Already. So I just finished lunch 2 hours ago. Had a salad, and now I'm talking about what I'm eating.
Well, that's what we do here.
That's why we have a problem.
Our friends who come in from Chicago, when they first started coming in, they would tell us that. You know, we'd be at lunch talking about where we were going to have dinner. And he was like, we're not even finished here. Well, that's what we do.
We have to
and
plan.
Now they do the same thing, where we'll be at lunch and they'll go, okay, what are our plans for dinner tonight?
So you ruin them.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love the fact that you ruin them. Yeah, this is like the third thing that says Peacemaker going back to the 18. I'm not buying this.
No, me either.
I'm not buying this. I don't know. We're just going to get off of that. Mm-hmm. Forget about that.
Yeah.
No, the seafood with red gravy, with brown gravy. Matter of fact, with red gravy, too. You know, people eat pizza with shrimp and red gravy and cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that either.
No, I never did like that.
I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And then my youngest daughter does the white pizzas.
Yeah, I don't like those
not
either.
Not a fan of that. That
no, that's not pizza.
That's a pizza?
Uh-uh.
That's bread with sauce.
Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, I don't want that. If I want bread with Alfredo, I want to dip a piece of French bread
in the Alfredo
sauce.
Yes,
you know,
warm French bread with lots of butter.
That's another downfall.
You don't eat that anymore.
No, my daughter, when they bring the warm, like you go to Galatoire's and they bring that warm bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she can go through. I mean, I said,
oh, yeah.
Slow down. I hope she's not listening. Anyway, 556-9696. We know you're listening because we have this little gauge, and it shows us that at least 16 of you are listening. So give us a call.
Give us
we would
a
love
call.
Yeah, and if you haven't called in a while, now is the day to call.
Tell us what your plans are this weekend.
Yeah, because I know you got to be. So, and are you a planner? Are you a planner when it comes to eating out?
Only for special occasions. Like, I have a birthday coming up.
When's your birthday?
June the 15th.
Okay.
So I have been thinking about where I want to go for my birthday.
And
I really haven't decided anything yet. I really, really liked one of Marianne's favorite places on the North Shore, Rest a While. We went there for Mother's Day, and I really did like it.
But you got to spread the wealth.
But
and go.
Yeah, so you know, I was thinking there, and I was thinking, no, I need to go somewhere where I haven't been, maybe, or
I'm going to pull up Open Table.
I don't know.
Now, you know, a lot of people don't like Open Table, but I'm going to tell you, it has made my life so much easier. You know, because you just pull it up, you know it's available. And let me tell you, even when you call, they'll do one of two things. We do not take reservations over the phone, or they'll tell you whatever's an Open Table is available. That's it.
Yeah.
Unless you have connections. And I do have some
connections. We have some connections.
Yeah, we got connections.
So.
And we use them.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're,
what's the use of having them if you're not going to use
them? That's
what
I mean. I actually have a hotline now to a place I'll tell you off the air, and it's like, yes, I'm in all over the place. Elizabeth, don't tell people where I have a hotline to.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I'm looking around thinking.
So are you going on your birthday?
Probably not, because it's a Thursday night. So we'll probably go next weekend, because my friend Lisa Bakke, who a lot of you hear her voice on the radio. She's a traffic reporter, so a lot of you are real familiar with Lisa. Her birthday's the 8th, so we get together usually sometime between our two birthdays.
That's
and
nice.
We go out and celebrate. So
y'all can buy each other dinner.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's something that just came up on Open Table, Ingenue. What is that?
What is that? I've never
heard of
that.
It's a cocktail bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't do the cocktail bar. Holmes? I guess that's like D.H. Holmes. What is that?
I don't know. Holmes. I used to go.
It must be. It's on Iberville Street.
Isn't that where Deanie's is? Or is Deanie's not there anymore?
No, Deanie's is there. I don't know. It took so long for them to open up after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And that's another place. I will send people there. It's not the best. But boy, if you can feed six people off one seafood platter.
And you know they have one on Magazine Street.
Not a fan.
I've never been to it.
Totally
I've just
different.
Seen it.
I mean, it's the same concept, but the food tastes like it could be another name with another.
Really?
I don't get it. Some people can do multiple restaurants, and some people just can't pull them off. And I don't think that is a good version of that. So, again, that's Don. I didn't go scorched earth. I just said, you know.
So what do you think about this gold-plated steak restaurant that's going to open up? Did you see? I just read about it today. Did you see what the prices are going to be?
I don't care what the price is. I think it's foolishness.
$300 to $400
oh, good.
A steak.
Good luck in New Orleans and, getting $300
right,
for a steak.
And a dress code.
Well, I'm all for the dress code.
Yeah. Well, you know,
like
for some of it.
Well, if you're paying $400 for a steak.
Right.
Who's going to pay?
But the owner said that he may relax the dress code a little bit in New Orleans.
Well, he better relax a lot of things.
Yeah, $300 to $400. And where they have a place in Dubai.
Okay, that's Dubai.
Right.
That makes sense.
And they have a place, I think, in Las Vegas.
That
where
makes
it's
sense.
Like $1,500. And
okay,
he said he knows that the New Orleans market is not ready for that. So he's
okay,
looking
I'm
at $300 to $400.
I'm going to say it on behalf of all of the Fitzmaurices.
Yeah.
And you. And myself, dumb idea.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it when it crashes.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to go there?
Nobody. $400 for a steak that they're putting gold fish flakes on or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it gold fish flakes?
Gold leaf, they
gold
say.
Gold leaf. Oh, that's right. We talked about that yesterday with the Goldschlager.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that.
I don't
What's
know.
What's the name of it? Gaiu or something crazy?
G-A-I-A, I believe, is the name of it. And it's on St. Charles Avenue. You know where it is? It's where the fondue place used to be.
Talk about another winner.
Yeah. What was the name? Melting Pot.
Yeah.
It's where the Melting Pot used
to be. That was another foolish concept. I mean, how do you come to what is probably undoubtedly one of the top three restaurant eating cities in America and try to push a new age steakhouse? They're partners with Atlanta's Steak Market.
You got it.
I got it. I got it. And you heard it here first. This is not going to work. Not going to work.
I
no way.
You know, I mean, do we have you know, we have some pretty wealthy people in New Orleans, but...
Yes, but most of them are relatively sane as well.
And they all might go once.
No.
You know?
No way. No way. That is outrageous. I'm sorry, and if you disagree with me, call me up, but... He says he's customized the luxury experience to fit the city, and it will be approachable. The gold-covered steaks on the menu, however, will hover around $400.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds approachable.
Yeah,
that sounds very approachable.
Can you bring like 10 people and each get a bite?
Oh, and this is what Mike was talking about. They're going to have world-class DJs with custom neon light fixtures, fine leather, and custom tables. I want to eat food.
Yeah.
I want to eat food.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring me a good steak.
You want to be in a nice place.
Yeah.
But
this doesn't sound like a nice
place.
We
don't need custom leather.
I don't need a $400. No one needs a $400 steak.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm getting off the little soapbox now.
Okay.
I've probably ticked off somebody.
And there's probably no parking. I mean, if
for $400, you better be in the back of a car.
Yeah. On St. Charles Avenue,
no.
There's no park. I don't remember. I mean, Melting Pot didn't have any parking.
I didn't have any customers either.
Yeah.
Again, I have a good friend and a neighbor, Kyle, who says, I'm not into cooking my own food. If I'm cooking my own food, I'm going to do it at home for free.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
Why am I going to go cook somebody else's food? I mean, you know.
There's a couple of restaurants where you cook your own steak in there.
I'm not cooking my own food. So those tables, the only time I went once to a Melting Pot because somebody gave me a gift card, and it still cost me $100 for all four of us to eat. And I remember the dessert with the chocolate. But
see, that's the only thing I want is dessert.
Did they have oil on the table, too, where you fried stuff?
Yeah,
remember
and they,
that?
They had oil and they had water.
What was the water for?
Where you'd put something in and you boiled it. And, you know, I'm like, the only thing I want, cheese and chocolate were the
cheese
only two
and
things that I want at the Melting Pot.
It seems like the insurance, if you were frying at your table, had to be
like
very pricey.
Huh? You would think it.
Very pricey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there, guys, give us a call at 504-556-9696. You're listening to The Food Show here on 990 AM and WGSO.com.
That's right. Tell us where you're going to eat this weekend.
Yeah, where are you going to eat?
You know you're going to eat out at least once.
At least. And I've got to know, if you're going to pay $400 for a steak, please call me.
Please call us.
I have a name of a good doctor. Highly recommended. She likes me, so she'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
But $400... That's a la carte at $400
a steak. Right, it's no sides.
No sides. It's a la carte.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell you what the sides are, so he must have a lot of money. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and he's got a vision, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Is it Wagyu? Is it that fancy
No, it does not
beef?
Say Wagyu. I'm going to the menu here. I don't think the page is up, though. No. The page, it's just pictures of very expensive steaks. It does look like the cocktail glass is a Baccarat, so there you go.
That's
just from sight. I don't know that to be a fact.
So you need to be careful you don't break one.
Well, at that price, I might do it on purpose, you know? Oh, they do have, char-grilled eel. Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
I don't think so.
The Seafood Feast. For four, it doesn't give the price. I'm sure you must have to fill out a loan application.
Probably.
Make sure when you go, you thaw your credit file so you can apply for a loan. No, it doesn't have prices here, but 24 carat coated high marbled strip loin. It is not Wagyu.
Mm-hmm.
Not Wagyu. So there you go.
I don't know, Don. That's a little out of my league.
World is just getting crazy. I just like normal food. I don't want crazy food. Go to L.A. and do crazy food. Don't come to New Orleans and do crazy food.
Well, we have at 3 o'clock, our guests are kind of semi-normal food. They're fried chicken and fried fish.
That's normal.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
But it's chicken thighs. That's the new thing is chicken thighs.
You know why?
No.
Because they're cheap.
I don't like dark meat. Chicken.
I do, but I don't like it. I don't like it fried.
Yeah.
I like it if it's barbecued, if it's grilled.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It has to be bone on. Not a fan of it boneless at all. You know? It's because it's cheap.
Well, we'll be back. It's 2:30. It's time for Louisiana Network News.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. A new hurricane season is underway. Among those getting ready is utility giant Entergy. Vice President of Customer Service Michelle Berg says a major component of their storm preparedness is improving power systems.
For Entergy, our storm preparation is something that's going on year-round. You know, we're constantly maintaining our equipment, storm drill, and coordination with other utilities. That's something that's happening all year-round.
Tropical storm Arlene has formed in the eastern Gulf south of the Florida Panhandle. It is expected to track south and pose no threat to Louisiana. Will Orleans Parish DA Jason Williams run for governor? Some say the Democrat could get a lot of votes, but political consultant Mary Patricia Ray says she knows who the state party will support.
The Democrats are ultimately going to unite behind a single candidate. I think that it's very likely that that candidate's going to remain Sean Wilson as currently the Democratic frontrunner.
Ray made the comments while a guest on Jim Engster's Talk Louisiana radio show. This is news from LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem.
Welcome back. Thank you, Tom. Welcome back to The Food Show with Don Clement and Patty Burneman. And we are here in the luxurious WGSO studios, 990 AM, and online at WGSO.com. Give us a call, 504-556-9696, like Steve did. Steve wants to talk to you, Don.
Hello, my friend. He knows how to dial.
Most important, I don't know if y'all covered it at the beginning of the show, but how's Tom?
He's doing okay. Mm-hmm. He's doing okay.
Okay. Yep. Don, I disagree with you.
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
But not about those steaks. I think that's stupid.
That's just dumb. $400.
I was going to say, are you going to get a $400 steak?
Not a chance.
I mean,
Dr. Thunder with it, you know.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, how do you put together a concept like that? Bring it to a city like this. And think that you've got a shot.
Right, right.
I mean, look, I've been in business. I've owned my own businesses. I would have run somebody out on a rail if they came in with that idea. I would have lost your mind. Go to L.A.
See what you think of this idea I got.
Uh-oh.
A do-it-yourself, but not, you know, you got to cook it yourself, but a sous-vide restaurant.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Yeah, and we charge like $300.
No. You can just charge a little bit more than you're going to make the money on the people sitting there drinking and stuff, waiting for the sous-vide.
That's true. Hours. Like when is your roast coming up? 36 hours. Drink up. That's a good idea.
All right, so you like it.
I like it. It's a good way to sell booze.
Yeah.
And look, you know, people, I know a lot of people who don't drink. I don't understand that. But, you know, that's where the restaurant really makes the big bucks.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
It is, yeah. You know. Unless you're, you know, slinging chicken or something.
Unless you're getting $400 for a steak.
Right.
Can we get a press pass? Can we get a press pass?
You have these bozos that'll come in and spend $100 for a bottle of wine, you know.
Yeah. Those idiots. Those morons.
All right.
Thank you, Steve. So,
touch base, got a call when I can, you know.
Well, you know, I know. So look, if we get a press pass, you want to come to dinner with us?
At the steak place?
Yeah, you bring the Dr. Thunder.
Okay, you got a deal.
I'll let you know. All right.
Let me know.
Okay.
All right. That's,
Bye.
So you can do what Steve did. You just press those little buttons, 556-9696. And if some of you have a rotary dial phone, that's even better.
That's even better. You know, I wonder if they are going to have a soft opening for the press. I need to look into that.
Oh, yeah. Because after I just slammed the hell out of them, I'm going to be right up there. Yeah, bring Don Clement in.
They may want to change our mind.
Yeah,
you know? You never know.
There's no way they're going to change my mind. Mm-mm. It could be the best thing I ever ate in my life. $400 is ridiculous.
You know, we went to the Beau Rivage once, and they've got a great steakhouse.
Oh, they yeah.
BR Prime, I BR, think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And the waitress came up, and we had the menu, and she came up, and she said, well, we just want to let you know that we do have some specials tonight. We have some Wagyu beef, and we have an 8-ounce, I guess it was a filet, 8-ounce filet or 8-ounce sirloin for $2.50, and then we have a...
An 8-ounce filet for $2.50?
Yeah.
8 ounces?
A 12-ounce for $500. And Bob, my husband said, can you say that again?
Yeah, slowly.
Did you say, like, $250?
Now, this is Wagyu?
Said, yes,
this
Wagyu.
Is Wagyu.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
And
it's okay.
You know, we were like, no, I think we'll just order off the menu here.
Yeah.
And we were floored. And this was probably 5-6 years ago. And so now, I mean, $400 for a steak is...
Sounds like a bargain.
Yeah.
But you know, you're in a casino. You have a captive audience. Let's say, Patty, you just hit the $100,000 slot.
Yeah. And
you know?
And a lot of those, I think, go complimentary.
Absolutely.
You know, to the high rollers.
Because they want you to... We want to chain you to that table.
That's right.
We don't want you to leave. Can I say that anymore? I probably shouldn't have said
probably
that.
Probably shouldn't have
I'm
said
not
that,
sorry, but I said right. it anyway.
But the regular steak we got was delicious.
Well,
you know.
It's probably the same steak.
It probably is.
That's You're crazy.
Right. Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's crazy.
For that price, you better have birthed this cow,
hand-fed it.
He lived in your yard, and it tore me apart to have to kill this cow. So now you're going to pay $1,500.
This is his name.
Right. Gosh. I don't know.
Well, we're going to Rocky and Carlos for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, we went last Saturday.
Tomorrow is the New Orleans Broadcasters Radio Reunion. They do this twice a year.
Oh, and this, you go
at
in
Rocky
the,
and Carlos.
In the Sicilian room.
Yes.
Yes.
They do it,
it is
in
lavish.
June, and then they do it again in October.
So is it like so we'll a buffet going... setup or what?
No,
it be...
it's...
No?
You just go in there and you order your food, and then you go in the private room and they come and bring it to you. So,
and it is a lovely room.
And it is.
Completely decked out with those gorgeous
plastic
light
chairs.
Fixtures right from Home Depot.
And the
plastic chairs. But the food is so good.
The food is awesome.
So,
and
what are you eating?
And I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm going to be late.
Pay for your own meal?
Oh, yeah. You pay for your own
meal.
Oh,
what kind of party is this?
It's just to get together with all the old radio guys. And,
gotcha.
You know, they're getting...
I think Tom did it last year, didn't
Tom
he?
Tom went last year.
Yeah.
Tom and Marianne came last year.
Right.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. And wow. Bob Mitchell, who's no longer with us, he came last year.
The real Bob
and,
Mitchell.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see the... For me, it's so much fun to see all these people that I used to listen to when I was a kid, you know? And now I'm kind of, I still don't really feel like I'm part of it, but I guess I am kind of part
are.
Of it.
You
know,
are.
But
people know your voice for sure.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of fun. But I don't know, what did you get when you went? I know you went last week. What'd
we went
you get?
Last week, and I'm going to tell you, the hamburger is delicious. On French,
yeah.
Cheese, dressed, dripping with mayo that Patty likes.
Oh, no, no.
The burger, they make the burger, they'll tell you when you order it, okay, it's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they make it right then.
But let me ask, does the burger have onions in it, or is it just
onions
the burger?
In it.
See, I don't like that.
You don't like onions in it?
I don't like onions.
I like onions in it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But you could probably, since they make it,
you could tell
them
no onions.
Without it.
No, and they probably tell you, we're not doing it like that. Mm-hmm. But you can ask. You know, and of course the baked macaroni. So it was so funny. We went with our friends from New Hampshire, Martin and Lucy, and he's ordering the fried chicken. I said, okay, well, you know, you ordering a half a chicken? No, no, we each want a half. I said, that's 8 pieces of chicken. So he insists. So I said, just do what you want. I'm not arguing with you anymore. Do what you want.
Yeah.
So he orders the 8 pieces of chicken, and then he orders the sides of baked macaroni.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's got like a buffet. In front. And he's looking at me, look at all this food. Well, I told you this before you
really?
Ordered this.
What are you going to do?
But it was delicious.
He did take most of it home.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They probably ate on it for 2 days.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it was really good. You got to wait 25 minutes for the fried chicken.
I was going to say, you have to wait for the fried chicken because
it's
cook
fresh.
It. Yeah.
Cook it right then and there. If you've been to Rockies ever in your life, call us, 504-556-9696. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? And if you know the stuffed pepper story, don't call and tell it.
Oh, really?
We're not going to discuss it. We'll discuss it off the air.
I don't like stuffed peppers anyway.
She's just killing me today. She's just killing me.
But I love that. I can tell you what I love that I've had there the last time we went was their meatballs and spaghetti.
So simple and so good.
And delicious. And that's one of the things. Like when I go to Sal and Judy's every now and then, or when we go to Venetia's or a lot of the Italian restaurants, I always go saying that I'm going to get something different.
And you
I
never
always
do.
Get meatballs and spaghetti.
Because
I love it.
You just keyed me off to our next sponsor. So you said Venetia's.
Venetia's.
So you know that Venetia's has a deal.
With
frittatas.
Absolutely.
Tell them what the deal is.
Absolutely. They don't serve food, and Venetia's doesn't serve dessert.
That's it. We don't make meatballs.
You don't make
spumoni. And it's such a cool thing, because when you ask for dessert, they'll literally say, we've got the best right down the street.
Right
just go next door to Brocata's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such a cool relationship that only in New Orleans or New York you could do that.
You're right.
You know? So next time you're at Venetia's, or, you know, you don't have to be at Venetia's. You can go online and order it. You can go to all those grocery stores we talked about yesterday and get some Brocata's to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up those great Italian cookies. Rouse's, I think, even carries the cannoli.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see the
case.
There. Yeah.
Go to the back of the bakery, and they have those. And it's just delicious, you know? And I wonder if you can get their cannolis not filled and have, like, a little party. Have a cannoli party.
Have a cannoli stuffing party.
Yeah, cannoli stuffing party. Mm-hmm. But really, everything is delicious at Brocata's. They're located right there on Carrollton Avenue, right down the street from Venetia's. Truly a beautiful, beautiful Southern Italian bakery, won a James Beard Award.
I know.
How many bakeries have won a James Beard Award in New Orleans?
Really? I don't think any.
Any?
That are not out there, like Turkey and the Wolf.
Oh, God, here we go again. Michael 75. That was
Michael,
a throw out to you, Michael.
Call us. But did you see the James Beard, what they're doing? They're investigating one of their winners because of a post that she put on Facebook 7 years ago. They took her award. I don't know.
You're going to tell me all this and not tell me what the post said.
It didn't say. It just said, you know, she put a,
this
you know.
This is so
and,
crazy.
7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And
so that makes her food bad?
They took her award back.
That makes her, and she's, that makes her food bad?
Of, yeah, in the interest of
stupidity.
Inclusion and stupidity. Diversity or whatever.
All right, well, we certainly did not mean to drag Brocata's into that.
No, we didn't.
But
Brocata's is awesome.
Oh, it is.
It's worth standing in line. I've never not had to stand in line, except
one time
when I went one early Saturday morning. I had a vet appointment, an 8 o'clock vet appointment. And on the way back, I was like, there was a parking place and there was no line.
No excuse.
So I stopped in and got some apple turnovers.
Oh, delicious.
And apples. I love their apple strudels.
And we've talked about it. I like it because Italian desserts are not overly sweet.
No, they're not.
They're sweet, but they're not. They're meant to be eaten with an espresso, with a coffee, you know?
They weren't made 3 days ago.
Oh, no. Brocata's is making this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's like time to make the donuts. They're back there making the apple turnovers.
Mm-hmm. So. Everything's fresh.
Thanks to Bricadas. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a minute. We're just a short break, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Food Show on WGSO.
Keith Young's Steakhouse on the North Shore in Madisonville is everything anyone thinks of when a steakhouse comes to mind. The environment is elegant and handsome. The service staff is knowledgeable, attentive, and friendly. And most important, the steaks are superb. The steakhouse sides are also great. Keith Young's Steakhouse, 165 Highway 21, Madisonville, 985-845-9940. When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are never what they seem.
And we're back. You're listening to WGSO, to The Food Show. At 3 o'clock, we have the owners of Wonderland and Sea. It's a new restaurant, just opened recently, I think just last month, on Magazine Street, specializing in chicken sandwiches. You know, chicken sandwiches are the... or the new rage, I guess, now, you know, with
thanks
the war,
Popeyes.
Thanks to Popeyes. Mm. But all they do is chicken sandwiches and fish sandwiches.
Interesting.
And it's new place just opened up. They're going to call and we're going to talk to them about it. So stay tuned. Listen to them at 3 o'clock.
So, you know, a real good secret about Venetia's, because that's what we're all about here, secrets and tips.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a reservation to sit at the bar.
You can.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You can make a reservation to sit at the bar. And it's really cool if you sit on that one of the ends, because if you're a part of a couple, you can still sit at the bar and see each other.
Yeah, that's cool.
Talk.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, Frank, turned us on to one of the best things that is there. And I never would have imagined it, but...
their steak.
It's their steak.
Yes.
In that butter sauce. Comes out in the same sizzling plate as mm-hmm. Ruth's, and it's mm-hmm. delicious. It's delicious.
We were there one night. We were leaving. No, we were just coming in, and some friends of ours were leaving. Now, you know, Don and I, for those of you who don't listen or don't know much about it, Don and I are both native New Orleanians. And we were leaving. We were getting there, and one of the float lieutenants from my dad's carnival organizations, Baldo Menino, was leaving.
That is a name.
That's a name.
That's a name.
And when we were coming in, they were leaving. And so, you know, it's Italian, Menino, you know, and he said, oh, this is such a great, and he told Bob, he said, I tell you what, you need to get the steak. You won't find a better steak in this city. And we were like, we never even thought of that. So Bob did get a steak that night. And you could cut it with a fork.
I know.
It was
in that butter
incredible.
Garlic sauce that it's in.
Yeah.
I think it's in a Bordelaise.
It probably.
Which, you know, Bordelaise here is something different than it is in the rest of the world. So I'm looking right now.
So is everything.
They also do a veal T-bone. I bet that's good. And that comes with either pasta or fries. They do a New York strip. They do an 8-ounce center cut filet. And, you know, I don't get it often, but sometimes it really is my favorite because of the fat, is that 18-ounce ribeye.
See, I don't like ribeyes because of the fat.
I like that. My mother would have knocked you over and tackled you to get a piece of fat out of a ribeye. That's our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Venetia's, just going down. I haven't been there in ages. And oh, and then they do a veal cutlet pizza.
Yes.
They pané the veal.
I haven't eaten it, but I've seen it.
That's good. Good stuff.
But I've had their pané veal.
It's good.
And it is.
Veal and fettuccine.
Everything there is delicious.
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even a sponsor. They should be.
No, they should be.
Bricadas, talk to Venetia's.
Yeah,
Venetia, talk
right.
to Bricadas. But anyway, you can give us a call at 556-9696. It's been quiet today. I don't know if I ran everybody off.
It has been.
Because I have that tendency.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Hmm.
I ran Michael 75 on that one.
No.
Steve called Dr. Thunder. And I'm you know, I wished I liked Dr. Pepper. I just not my thing.
I just bought some Dr. Pepper this week.
Did you?
Yeah, because somewhere where we bought the 8-packs of Coke were on sale. You'd buy two, get two free. And they only had 3 Coke Zeros. So for the fourth one, I picked up a Diet Dr. Pepper. And it's really pretty good. I really like it.
Even the Diet one?
Yeah, the Diet one, you really can't tell that it's Diet.
You know, the only thing I can drink that's Diet is Snapple. And they make a half lemonade.
Yeah, and half iced tea.
It's 10 calories. Mm-hmm. You can't tell. It's delicious. Probably killing me, but...
Yeah, it could be.
If the bourbon isn't killing me, I'm not going to cut out the Snapple.
That's right.
So what needs to go, Don? The bourbon or the Snapple? Oh, definitely the Snapple.
Definitely the Snapple.
Definitely the Snapple.
Definitely.
So, nope, not going to give that up. Mm-hmm. Not either one.
So tell me, we kind of touched on when I said they had a dress code at the new steakhouse. You said you're all for that. What about dress codes?
I like dress codes. I think that a lot of what we've lost in the world regarding respect is because we have dropped so many rules. My wife and my therapist are probably laughing right now as I'm talking about rules, because I do have a lot of rules. And I love it. I think if I'm going out somewhere really nice and I want it to be a special occasion, that what's wrong with putting on a jacket? Or what's wrong with putting on a suit? And I don't know. I like that. But not many places have them anymore. I see men in flip-flops. Flip-flops should be worn, gentlemen, to the beach. They should not be worn indoors, yet they do. Shorts drive me crazy. Tank tops drive me crazy. But a lot of stuff that drives me crazy. Now, who just called and hung up on us? That was Steve.
That was Steve. He wanted me to mention the Dr. Pepper Bluebell ice cream. How good
is
this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It is good. It's very good.
I forgot about that. And I know that we've had some talk on here recently regarding the ground patty.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Matthew, one of our callers, called and said that you can dine in at the ground patty now.
Liquor license. I remember that call. Liquor license. You can't have a liquor license for an outdoor establishment in New Orleans. You got to have some indoor table seating. But I do miss the ground patty. You know, there's one across the river. So I'm sure they're affiliated, but you can go across the river and go to ground patty.
Actually, I don't think they're affiliated.
They're not.
I think they're... I don't think it's the same owner.
Darren, you know, call me.
But, yeah, Matthew said because of their liquor license or something, they had to have a certain number of tables indoors. Right. So they have indoor... And he said it's about the same size as the other place.
Really?
Inside, yes.
I love ground
patty. We have Sam on who wants to talk to us about chicken sandwiches. Hi,
hey.
Sam.
Yes.
Hey, Sam.
You all mentioned Popeyes. You said the chicken sandwich craze was started possibly by Popeyes. And I just right before you said that, about 3 seconds before you said that, I was on the computer, and it says that a new Popeyes chicken sandwich has been leaked on the Internet, and it's going to be it's going to have two new toppings, Al Verde cheese and two slices of applewood smoked bacon.
Always gilding the lily.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I wanted to share that with y'all.
Nice. So that's on one sandwich, right?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
With the cheese. I mean, with the chicken.
Right, the chicken, the cheese, and the bacon.
Sandwich. Yes, sir.
I've only had one Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I do have to say it was really good.
It was pretty good, yeah. I've had one.
I mean, it wasn't dry. It was. Now, that's a chicken breast, right, Sam?
I think so. I like I have a friend that we like the churches a little bit better. It just seems it's more meaty than the Popeyes. The Popeyes is wonderful. We like the churches even better than that.
All right, now talk to me about churches, because I know the batter is totally different.
Yes.
How do they cut that chicken, Sam, that it looks so weird?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's not cut like a normal chicken. Wouldn't you say that? Like there's a backbone in a different place, and it's like, what kind of weird, I don't know.
Yeah, their breast is not the same as other places.
No, but I do
never,
like
I never noticed that.
You never noticed
that? No, I didn't. But I do have we have a cook that, and she cooks. She cuts her chickens up a little different from everybody else. We don't know how that is, but anyway, she cuts them up, has more pieces, and it's not the same as a regular cut chicken.
Now you do understand, Sam, there's no way I'm letting you go after you made a comment that you have a cook.
Yes.
I am most definitely interested in this. I'm not assuming that you own a restaurant. I'm assuming you have a cook.
We do have a cook that comes to our home. Before my mother passed away, she at age 101, she would come every day, Monday through Saturday. I have a sister, and she was widowed, and I, due to health, I'm over at her house, And she, the cook comes twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays and cooks for us.
Does she cook for the whole week, or does she just cook? Like, is she meal prepping?
No, she mostly she just cooks for that day.
It's just the two of you?
Just the two of us, yes.
Text us your address and what time we should arrive. We'll bring the $100 wine, courtesy of Steve.
Yes, sir.
I love that story. So what does she cook? Like, what's your favorite thing?
Her specialty is fried chicken. I've never had Willie Mae's chicken, but Willie Mae is from the county next to me originally. And I'm sure it's in the Willie Mae style type of chicken. And she loves to cook vegetables. She loves chicken salad. She's great at that. Sweet potato pie.
Nice.
And then some other desserts, vegetables. And she cooked pretty much everything, but she's very set in her way. If she doesn't like it or she doesn't want to cook it, she won't cook it.
That's me.
Yeah.
So, you know, Sam, as I'm listening to you and I'm real jealous that you have a cook, I'm just thinking to myself, my wife has a cook.
Yes, she does.
She has a cook that's there it's 7 days a week. And yeah, so it's really not that far-fetched of an idea.
You don't want to cook. You know, Sam, I mean, I totally get this because I don't cook anything I don't like.
No, why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you cook something you don't like?
I'm a musician, and I don't play anything I don't like.
There you go. That's right.
Yes.
Right. Well, my hat is off to you, sir.
Yes.
That you have a cook.
Well, thank you so much, and I know we're fortunate.
And we're going to try the chicken sandwich from Church's.
And I'm guessing you pay the cook, so if my wife is listening, that's just a thought.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Pay the cook. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for the conversation.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sam has a cook. I'm terribly jealous. I am terribly jealous.
You wouldn't have a cook because you would be leaning over the cook's shoulder telling the cook how to cook.
Oh, absolutely. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
You need to sous vide that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. Scratch the idea. I do hate the fries at Church's. I mean, I haven't eaten Church's in 100 years.
I haven't. Well, there's not too many of them anymore to go to.
And it's called Church's Texas Chicken. So maybe that has something to do with the way it's cut.
I don't know, but the breasts are different. The wings are different.
George, call me.
Yeah,
I know
George,
you know this, George. You know the secret, George. You know the number, George, 556-9696. My wife just texted me and said she has a personal chef, not a cook.
Oh, okay. There you go. She's right.
Yeah, personal chef.
She's right.
Not a cook.
But really, you don't cook anything, you know. I don't cook
anything.
Why
would I cook something
like?
I don't like?
And, you know, Bob and I have been married for a long time. And he's from the country. Mm. And there's a lot of things that he grew up eating in central Louisiana that we don't eat anymore because I don't cook it, because I don't like it.
No squirrel?
No squirrel, no deer, no game meat, no deer or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't
you know, a lot of vegetables. I don't.
The nerve,
you
vegetables.
Know,
it's terrible.
Greens and things like that.
Yeah.
No.
I know. You don't. You said yesterday you don't like collard greens.
No, I don't eat too many things green, actually.
No, yeah, I'm getting that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that feeling. I'm Googling how they cut their chicken. I don't know. Maybe
there
I can't.
You go.
I,
maybe
apparently,
you can
I can't
find
Google.
It.
I mean, you would think that this would come up because it's a strange thing.
You would think so.
It's not a normal. I mean, no other fast food place. No, I've never seen chicken cut like that. So anyway.
So call us if you know how they do that. George, we need you.
George,
we know you know the secret.
And I know you're listening, George.
Yes.
I know you're listening.
Pull over and call us. Well, we're coming up on 3 o'clock when we're going to have Taylor and John, I believe, from Wonderland and Sea on Magazine Street. They're going to be calling us, telling us about their new restaurant. You're listening to The Food Show on WGSO 990 AM on the Mixler app on your phone. If you're getting in your car, you can put it on that or on WGSO.com. We're having a little computer problem right now, so the podcasts aren't up as soon as they used to be.
That's terrible.
I used to put them up right after the show, but now we have to wait till the next day. And since it's Friday, it'll probably be Monday before the podcasts are up. But in the meantime, tune in and tell your friends about it. It's a fun show. We don't talk about anything too serious or depressing. We talk about food, and everybody loves food. And we're coming up on 3 o'clock where we're going to have the Louisiana Network news, and then we'll be back.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Congress has passed the debt ceiling bill and sent it to President Biden, beating the Monday deadline for default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say after the Senate voted yes on the measure last night.
We're very, very happy. Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act will raise the debt limit through January 1st, 2025, and implement caps on government spending and policy changes. President Biden will deliver a national address tonight at 7 Eastern regarding the recently passed debt ceiling bill. In response to the Senate vote, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen stressed in a statement that the United States' full faith and credit should never be utilized as a negotiating tactic. The May jobs report reveals that the U.S. economy gained 339,000 jobs, exceeding expectations. Economists had forecast an increase of 190,000 to 195,000 non-farm jobs. This marks the 14th consecutive month of job numbers surpassing expectations. Stocks are soaring on Wall Street after that stronger-than-expected jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up nearly 700 points in afternoon trading. A recent report has revealed that former President Trump's lawyers could not find a classified document he referred to in an audio recording. CNN reports that the Justice Department acquired the recording where Trump admits to having a classified document concerning a potential Iran attack, but acknowledges the limitations on declassifying such records. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis making campaign stops in South Carolina today. Speaking in Beaufort County, DeSantis promised to undo 4 years of Biden leadership.
We will reverse Biden's disastrous economic policies that are making it harder on American families. We're going to open up American energy production so that we can be energy independent.
DeSantis also said he'd close the border. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit rating agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. Fitch expressed concerns about recurrent political conflicts over the debt limit and last-minute suspensions, as a downgrade would increase the government's borrowing expenses. Fort Bragg in North Carolina has been renamed Fort Liberty in an official ceremony held today. The Department of Defense made the decision to rename the base in January following recommendations from the Naming Commission to eliminate names of military installations associated with Confederate soldiers. Volkswagen is planning to bring back its iconic VW bus to North America.
By the time we got to Woodstock.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year.
The tropical depression number two that's weakened overnight continues to the central Gulf, moving south, no threat. We're under the dominance of the same weather features that have been in place, and that's given us dry, sunny, hot conditions mostly. The chance, very minimal, but it's there for a pop-up isolated thunderstorm for the afternoons. Around 90-ish today, 70s tonight for muggy start. Tomorrow, near 90, sunny, dry, hot, mostly a late-day storm possibly. Possibly late-day storm to Sunday, sunshine otherwise, but around low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, June 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, June 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Saturday and Sunday, June 3rd, June 4th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
And welcome back to the Food Show. The second course, as Tom and Marianne like to call it, of the Food Show on WGSO 990 AM on the Mixler app on your phone and online at WGSO.com. You're listening to me, I'm Patty Berneman, producer, and Don Clement, one of our awesome guest hosts, who are sitting in for Marianne today because if in case you missed the first hour of the show, Tom Fitzmaurice is in the hospital. And Marianne asked me to be sure and let all of his fans and friends know that he's in the hospital and ask when you pray this weekend, whoever you pray to please pray for Tom's speedy recovery. In the meantime, we have a special guest on the line, Taylor Hoffman, from a new restaurant uptown on Magazine Street called Wonderland and Sea. And they specialize in chicken sandwiches and fish sandwiches. And Taylor, how you doing? You got me and Patty and Don.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Don. Thanks for having us. I actually, you've got me on the line and also Jonathan Rhodes and Joel Brown, our head chef. All three of us are the owners of Wonderland and Sea.
Nice.
Hello.
Surprise.
Welcome. The only thing we don't have is chicken or fish.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry. They weren't available.
We're just looking at your website, eatatwonderland.com, and we're just looking at the menu. Really cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
So tell us, where did this concept come from?
Who wants to take that one? Jonathan?
Well, you know, I think New Orleans has a long culinary history, and we want to add to it with some items that are family-friendly, affordable, easily accessible, but are also just as outstanding as all the other restaurants around us. Maybe Joel, you know, can talk a little bit about food as our head chef.
I'm in the middle of walking around, but
tell us about you, Joel. How did you get, are you from New Orleans?
I'm not. I've lived here for 12 years and moved here in 2010.
You're local.
yeah, I'm a local at this point. But I moved from Chicago, but I was raised in Oregon and kind of just worked around the country and ended up here. And when I came back after a short time away, I was like, all right, it's time to dig in and start, like, open a business and, you know, do the local thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm here to stay, so.
There you go.
And Jonathan approached me about helping with a menu development for this concept, and that was right before the pandemic. And then I started doing a pop-up to do menu developing called Brown's Black Kettle, and was around town in a few different breweries and bars trying to come up with quick and easy recipes for maximum deliciousness and during the pandemic to make some money.
I love that maximum and, deliciousness. I love that.
Yeah.
She's writing that's gonna be on the next on the next T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
next
wrote it
t-shirt.
Down.
yeah, and so with like the help from Taylor and Jonathan and input from people that I was serving, but we were able to like nail down what we really wanted to put out there and how we wanted our food to look and be presented and taste. And finally got our building open after 3 years of working on it.
Wow.
And now we're here ready to go.
Well, I love the variety of things, and I love that it's not the same old thing.
Yeah, we were trying to stay away from like a fried chicken restaurant with all the same sides, but using the same ingredients that people are familiar with, just a little bit different preparations. So, for instance, the fried potatoes, I was like, well, potatoes are originally from Peru. May as well try to use a Peruvian style of cooking and sauce. So we did the huancaina sauce, which is a queso fresco-based cheese sauce.
Can't go wrong with that.
With the boiled, crawfish boiled potatoes and smashed deep fried. It's like, it's pretty delicious.
Are they the little red potatoes?
Yeah, they're little red potatoes.
Love those.
The same ones that you would use in the crawfish boil.
Nice. Great idea.
Thank you. And then I was, looking at the greens, and collard greens are great. I like stewed greens, but was looking at some African recipes because collard greens are an African ingredient. Right. So I found a Senegalese style of cooking them, and I was like really happy with that. So now we have grilled collard greens instead of stewed collard greens. And I was just trying to be mindful of where things were coming from originally and how we could make it a little bit more exciting for the locals here.
So when I see the rice fritters, my mind immediately goes to arancini. Is it anything like that or is it different?
It could be similar. There's no cheese in it.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a cola or arancini. And we tried to keep it vegan, so I use chickpea flour to bind it instead of egg instead of eggs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
they're super flavorful and delicious, crunchy and soft at the same time.
And I now have turmeric stains on all of my shirts.
Thank you,
Joel.
And that doesn't come out.
That's
nature's original dye.
Exactly. Yeah.
Between turmeric and beets, you know?
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking at the plates and my eye immediately goes to these sweet potato biscuits.
Oh yeah.
Do you make those there or does that come from Viola's?
Yeah, we make those in house.
Okay.
We make those there. One of my past jobs was at Cafe Hope in Marrero, and I worked with Melissa Martin for a while, and she taught me how to make biscuit, but helped me hone my biscuit making skills, and I kind of took that. And everywhere I go, I like to have a sweet potato biscuit on the menu. I do it a little different than we did at the Cafe Hope, but it's still fluffy and buttery and full of flavor and some little nutritious bites of sweet potato.
Well, when you're eating fried chicken,
yeah.
So tell us about the bird and the fish.
We try and use as much local fish as possible. Right now, today, as a matter of fact, we have sheep's head on the menu.
So it changes. I like that.
Yeah, but what I can get, so you can't always get the drum or
sheep's head is delicious.
Yeah, I feel like it's an underrated fish.
100%.
Yeah. So we're trying to keep it local like that, and then using healthier, more healthily raised chicken, so without antibiotics, and trying to keep the supply chain short. So looking for people who are producing those things closer to us than far away, not trying to ship from California all the way to Louisiana.
And the Wonder Bird sandwich is a fried chicken thigh, correct?
Yeah, it's a thigh or tender. Chicken tender,
so I pound
out the tender, so it's kind of flat and sits on the sandwich nice and flat.
So the tender would be if you wanted the white meat.
Yeah, if you wanted the white meat, we'd use the tender, and then the thigh is dark.
I like the way you've got the choice there.
Yeah, have it. We already have it in the kitchen, so may as well make it available for everybody. Depending on their taste,
you can do this as a plate or a sandwich. Correct. So when you do it as a plate, does the thigh come bone in, or is it still boneless?
It's boneless. Yeah, we're working only with boneless right now, just for ease of storage and production. And it also cooks faster.
Right.
I'm able to keep it still just as juicy as if the bone was in it, because we do a really hot fry to crisp up the batter, the wet batter. So it's really crackly and crisp,
I like
super
the wet
quick.
Batter. I like a wet batter. I do like
it. Yeah.
You know, we haven't been open that long, but I've already heard from a number of customers this is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had. So we'll see where that goes.
So my problem would be, do I get the Wonder Bird plate? Because then I'm going to stick that thigh on that sweet potato biscuit. Or am I going to get the sandwich with Viola's Heritage bread? I guess I could just do both.
You could. and the roll is a sweet potato roll. So we still got the sweet potatoes no matter what. no matter which bread you get.
So tell me about Viola's.
Her brands. Well, we started working with them as soon as we opened. We had been in contact. And I don't know, we were just excited to work with somebody in town who was trying to start a business and give out a good quality product. I would like to do it in-house, but we just don't have the space.
Yeah, it's just too
hard. Have a production.
Well, if you've got a good product, I mean, why not outsource that? You know, you can't do everything great. You know, you got to absolutely focus on the fish and the bird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but they've been great.
Joel, we're gonna have to take a quick break. Can y'all hang on for a minute?
Sure.
Hang on. It's just a quick break. Hang on. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. We're talking to Taylor, Joel, and Jonathan from Wonderland NC on Magazine Street. And we'll be right back.
Mandeville Seafood has been a local favorite, serving their house-made roast beef po'boys, seafood po'boys, and even a French fry po'boy in a fast, casual environment. Here is an extensive menu of salads and sandwiches and fried seafood, baskets and platters, as well as sides like stuffed artichokes, meat pies, and jalapeno cheese bites. And we love the very attentive service here at Mandeville Seafood Restaurant and Market, celebrating 25 years.
The Crescent City Steakhouse has been a favorite since the first time I discovered it on Mardi Gras Day. This old-fashioned steakhouse hasn't changed much since it opened in 1934. I love the steaks. Here is prime beef, dry-aged in-house, a great T-bone or porterhouse steak. The Vojkovich family has welcomed generations of locals to this special place, and they'd love to welcome you. Crescent City Steakhouse, 1001 North Broad.
The Crescent City Steakhouse has been a favorite since the first time I discovered it on Mardi Gras Day.
This old-fashioned steakhouse hasn't changed much since it opened.
And we're back. We've got Patty Burnham and Don Clemon on WGSO 990 AM, and we're talking with Taylor, Joel, and Jonathan from Wonderland NC.
And, you know, you're not all about fried food. So, you know, you can do healthy here as well. I'm checking out this kale salad, which really almost seems like it's free at
$8. Well, one of our goals was to keep the price point reasonable and accessible to everybody. Like, we want to be able to feed whoever. And the menu is built for volume. So the prep, we're not building the salads to order. It's kind of a pre-made, could be ready for a picnic in bulk or, just trying to keep it like reasonably priced so that people can come in with their family or by themselves and feel like they're full for less than $15 or $20.
So the opposite of the restaurant Patty and I were talking about earlier today, named, what's the name of that?
Gaia, the $400 steaks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
$400 steak. But, guys, it's going to have gold edible leaf on it. I'm going to be skipping that.
We're excluding that from our salads, but, we may offer it as an add-on.
Good idea.
Crazy. $400. Even if you can afford it, that's just ridiculous. Anyway, I've been picking on them all day, so I'm going to leave them alone. So tell me the other really interesting thing here. I love couscous. That's a straightforward herbs, tomato, cucumber. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Flash fried bok choy topped with crispy fried onions.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was one of the things that I was doing at the pop-up. You know, I wanted to be able to prep a lot of something very quickly and be able to make the plate full for less money. And it, like, I live on the West Bank and I shop at Hong Kong Market often. And I was like, oh, you know, people are frying Brussels sprouts all the time and people rave about them. Like, why can't I use some other form of brassica, and was like, oh, bok choy is great. It's crispy, and toss in a little sauce and some crispy onions, and just so much flavor and such a little bite. But it's, the menu's meant to be prepped easily for so we keep our labor costs down, so we can keep our food costs down. And that was one of the things, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of work, but just takes a whole lot of oil.
Right.
Anyone could do it at home if they had, you know, a little pot of oil on all the time, but most people don't. So that's why they would come to us.
Awesome. It's a great idea. I love the fact that you focus on just two proteins. I think so many, Patty and I have talked about this before. A lot of restaurants try to do too many things. And when you try to do everything, you're really not doing, in most cases, anything well. So I think by focusing on these two things, not only are you helping with your food costs, but it's got to be great.
Yeah, it's easier to be really good at two things.
Right.
Eight things.
So give
especially
it,
when you're trying to train other people to do. Oh, yeah, we do. We do.
So
I make a chickpea fritter. Yeah, I make a chickpea fritter. It's based on a panis recipe.
Oh, nice.
And then I do the white batter and do that and drop it in there. So in the oil, and it gets nice and crispy as well. And it's a nice meat substitute, but it's not really a meat substitute.
Right. No, I get it.
It's its own thing.
So, guys, give us your address, where we can find you, what time we can come, and is it sit down? Correct. You have indoor. Okay. Perfect.
Well, but we're counter service. So you order at the register, and we bring your food out to you. We're at 4842 Chapultepec. So right across the street from F&M's, diagonal from Hanson's. That Hanson's line almost stretches to sometimes, if I'm being honest with you.
So when you're looking at that Hanson line, do you like jump out with like little pieces of chicken on a toothpick and try to serve, you know? You think about that. Good
we
marketing.
Haven't yet, but we should.
Yeah, inexpensive
or, you
marketing.
Know, they could come get a chicken sandwich and then go stand in line for their snowball.
You know what? We were talking about bricadas and Venetias and how they have this great symbiotic relationship where bricadas doesn't make Italian food and Venetias doesn't make dessert. So maybe you can get like a little partnership going, you know?
There you go. Eventually, we're in the process of getting our liquor license. So eventually...
Well, that's a must.
Hanson's doesn't have liquor and we do. So grown-ups get in line.
There you go.
There you go.
Or bring your snowball over and we can pour some coconut rum on it.
There you go.
What hours are you open, Taylor?
So we're open from 11:30 to 8 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then 11:30 to 9 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Perfect, perfect. And can you give us your website one more time so they can check out your menu?
Yeah, it's eatatwonderland.com.
All right. Awesome, guys. We will come by and check you out. We'll let you know who we are so you can put a name with a face with a voice. And thank you so much. Best of luck to all of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
It really does. And, and
it's different.
It's different, but if you don't want different, you can still get normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you can still just get the chicken sandwich. You don't have to get the
chicken or the fish. And I love that they are doing fresh fish.
Yeah.
You know, that's because... So many places that do fish sandwiches
frozen.
Are the square frozen fish.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of square fish swimming around.
Yeah, we do.
They have some rectangular pompano that I was served at Brennan's, but we're not going to go down that road again. But so if they can serve me rectangular pompano for whatever ridiculous price they charge, I mean, why not square fish?
That's true.
Sheep's head, though, sounds delicious.
I love sheep's head.
I love drum, but boy, I don't think I've ever had fried sheep's head.
You? It's
got to be good.
Yeah, you know, you batter and fry it. It's got to be good.
I like that it's in a wet batter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to give it crispy, but a little more delicate than, you know, I like that. All right, so that's Wonderland and Sea.
On Chapatoulas. I'm sorry, I said Magazine Street, but
you
it's
did. You had me all confused. Yeah. And then when she said F&M, I'm thinking F&M.
F&M's on Chapatoulas and Hanson's. And you know, you've seen the bumper sticker. I've seen it. Life is short. Eat dessert first. So go get a snowball and then go get a chicken
sandwich. Why not?
You know,
they should make little sliders and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're still listening, make little sliders. I'm telling you, you should give away. They should give away a coupon to you, and you give away a coupon to Hanson's.
Yeah.
You know, just a cross sell. I like that.
I mean, because there's always a line at Hanson's.
God, Hanson's is always
And I
packed.
Think this place is only, Wonderland and Sea's only been open for a few weeks, I believe.
I know. I keep looking for pictures of the food. You need to post some pictures. Oh, there they are. I found them. Oh, wow. That looks delicious. Mm-hmm. That looks really good. They got one picture with everything on it here. They got like multiple pieces of
fish. I love this sweet potato biscuit. That sounds delicious.
Me too. I was looking for a picture of that. I don't see one, but. How can that be bad? That's got to be good, a sweet potato biscuit.
And their rolls are handmade by...
Yeah, Viola's.
Viola's
Heritage Breads. Mm-hmm. So I like the way they did that too. Yeah, I wouldn't waste the time trying to make bread.
No.
If you've got a good product from somebody else, just, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That'd be like trying to make French bread.
Yeah, it is a lot.
We got Leidenheimers.
It's time consuming, man. You'd be up all night making bread.
And space.
Yeah.
You have to have ovens and all that. Just stick to what you do good.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Well, give us a call, 504-556-9696. In a little while, we're going to be going into the fourth course. I guess that would be the dessert course.
I think so.
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. You just had that big salad at Porter and Luke's.
I know. I'm not going to eat. I just said I'm hungry. I didn't say. I'm going to chew that piece of gum over there. I'm going to say, yeah, that's just as good as that chicken. But I like that he's got the tender, too, that he pounds out. So it's not a typical tender.
Yeah, so it's thin.
Yeah, it's thin. So if you like white meat, you've got it. You like dark meat, you have it. So you got the best of both worlds. And who needs fries? We don't need no fries. You can get fries anywhere.
Yeah, but they're so good.
I know. Patty's like, I like fries.
I like fries.
I like fries, too. But, look, Guy is still on my computer. I got to look. X, click, just click. Close that.
I'm going to give a little shout out to Chef Alex Patu. You can go to his Facebook page, Chef Alex Patu, PATOUT, on Facebook. And he comes to New Orleans about once a month with his delicious foods. I got some crawfish bisque from him last time. That was
I still haven't eaten mine. It's in the freezer.
But you had the stuffed crabs.
That
I'm getting
delicious.
Some stuffed crabs.
Those
this
were
time.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. And they weren't stuffed in the foil. They were stuffed in a crab shell.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Put a little lemon on top of that. Mm-hmm. That's all it needed.
And run it under your broiler to
warm
it.
Put it in my little air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
You know me in the air fryer.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Brava.
So I'm going to use my air fryer for it.
Yeah. It was good stuff. Make a little salad on the side. And he had did he have a gumbo?
I think he does have a gumbo.
And I'm going to tell you, it is reasonably priced.
Absolutely.
You could not make this for what he sells it for.
For a quart of crawfish bisque with 20 stuffed heads.
$30.
You can't make it for $30.
No, you can't. I'm not going to make it for $30.
No.
Now, I do have to say, you do kind of feel dirty when you leave.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're doing a crack deal.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's worth it. And like when you pull up, he knows who you are. It's like, did he do some kind of investigative reporting?
Yeah, I don't know.
He found a picture of me, and you know, it's. But he's waiting there. He knows exactly.
You meet
exactly.
him in the parking lot. That's what we're talking about. You meet him in the parking lot by Rouse's on Veterans, and you just pull up in your car, and he comes to your window.
It's bizarre, but it works.
And this is the famous chef, Alex Patu.
He
used to have a restaurant in the French Quarter.
The Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
In the Andrew Jackson Hotel.
Yep.
And it was a great, it was a tiny little restaurant.
It was.
And it was delicious. And, you know, that's another one that we lost, another casualty. And
he retired.
The and nerve.
When he was, after he retired, he was like,
these people retired.
He didn't want to be retired.
What the hell are these people retired?
But like you say, when you find something you like, he loves to cook.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to open up another restaurant, but he loves cooking.
And I think his friend has a commercial kitchen.
He does. And, he started doing this in his house, and his wife finally said, you can't do this in the house anymore.
Right. That's going to be a little much.
So he's got a friend that's got the commercial kitchen, so he does it all in the commercial kitchen. He bags it up, freezes it, and...
Could you imagine your house smelling like bisque and gumbo 24 hours a day?
Yeah, really, 24 hours a day.
No, you're out.
Yeah.
No.
Because it takes a long time to make
that. Oh, bisque especially, gumbo. Mm-hmm. And those smells don't go away. Look, I live in a condo. I know.
Yeah.
They don't. Let me just say we invest heavily in very expensive candles.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only thing that helps. You know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're in the condo and you forget about the smell and you'll walk outside to do something and you come back
and
it's
back
like,
in and
oh my
like,
God.
Oh, what did I cook?
What are we doing here? That's why we don't cook fish.
Yeah.
You don't cook fish, you know?
All right, we're coming up at 3:30. We're going to have news from the Louisiana Network, the latest in news. It's Friday. Call us. Tell us what your plans are for the weekend. We got to know, where are you going to go eat this weekend?
Sounds like nowhere.
Yeah, nobody's eating out. I'm going to eat out. I just don't know where yet. I think I'm going to do barbecue. Anyway, it's 3:30. Here's the news.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Legislation that's been called Louisiana's version of the Don't Say Gay Bill heads to the Senate for possible final passage.
I'm astounded the way this bill has been perceived.
Houghton Representative Dodie Horton says her bill has nothing to do with saying a word.
It has to do with protecting our children while they're in a classroom.
But openly gay Public Service Commissioner Devante Lewis says the bill is hateful.
Because it singles out students, it singles out parents, it singles out teachers who are different. And it says you cannot be who you are because that's my job as a parent.
In the final days of the session, the bill now heads to the Senate for possible final passage. I'm Brooke Thorington.
The legislative session must end Thursday, and lawmakers are still trying to agree on a spending plan for next fiscal year. The Senate leadership would like to raise the spending cap in order to fund teacher pay raises and construction projects. But fiscal conservatives in the House are concerned about a loss in state revenue in 2025 when the state sales tax is lowered. LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too.
And good afternoon. You're listening to The Food Show on WGSO, 990 AM. Usually at this time, you'll hear Marianne and sometimes Tom Fitzmaurice, but Tom is ill. He is in the hospital, and Marianne is with him. And she asked me to let everyone know that Tom is in the hospital and needs as many healing prayers as you can offer up. So keep Tom in your prayers this weekend and this Sunday when you go to church. Give a little extra shout out to God for Tom.
Yeah.
So you're listening to me, Patty Barnuman, and my special guest host, Don, the gourmet neighbor, Clemens. And we are just babbling, like Marianne says, about food. Where are you eating this weekend? Call us and let us know.
You know, there's so much to babble on when you start talking about food, especially when you live here in such a great place. You know, sometimes I think of, I have a lot of friends and clients around the country, And I feel so bad for
clients. You mean you have another job?
I actually have a real job. Yes, I do have a real job. Mm-hmm. And I feel so bad for them when they tell me where they're going to eat. And it's like, really? Mm-hmm. You going to eat at the salt grass? You going to eat at the... You know, it's okay. But I mean, that's all they got to go to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have local restaurants like we do. They do, but they're not... Nothing like this, you know. So we are very blessed. We are very fortunate to live in such a great Epicurean.
We really are.
We are.
We really are.
That's why we're all fat. It's a whole nother story. whole nother story. You mentioned one of my favorite things. You mentioned barbecue.
Yeah, I think I want barbecue this weekend.
All right. So when you think barbecue, what do you think? Because everybody has a different idea about barbecue.
The two things I like. I like barbecue brisket. And I like barbecue ribs.
Love ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Like baby backs, but I really, really like St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're meatier than baby backs.
They are. I like them a
lot. If they're cooked right and they fall off the bone, that's what I like.
I do, too. Some people cook them wrong, too. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go? Do you barbecue at home?
No. You know, one of my favorite places is The Joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do like that. And Tom turned me on to that many, many years ago when we worked together at the other radio station. And that was before it's where they are now. And when it only had, I think, like two tables in there.
So you had to wait forever.
Or you had to call early. You still have to do this. If you want ribs, you got to call early because they run out of ribs pretty quick. I can't tell you how many times I've walked in there and... saw the sign that said we're out of ribs.
Well, I mean, you know, we were at we went to Blue Oak about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I like Blue Oak.
I was craving ribs, and we went up, and she said, last rack just left. I said, you know, you can't just go whip up ribs.
No.
I mean, when it's 86, it's 86. It's just not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like the Blue Oak. It was very good. You know what I really don't like, and I don't get? Burnt ends.
Yeah.
That's just like fat.
Yeah.
And people were, my burnt ends are so good. But you can keep your burnt ends. I don't want your burnt ends.
You know, at Costco, they have, I was there earlier in the week, I guess Memorial Day, before Memorial Day weekend, and they have the barbecue brisket already fixed. And next to it, they had the burnt ends. And I'm with you. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I like the first slice of a brisket.
Yes, yes.
But burnt ends are not that. Burnt ends are
a cube of fat with a little bit of meat holding it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my... Boy, you know, this is going to take you way back. If anybody remembers this, one of my favorite things used to be Luther's barbecue.
Oh, yeah. I remember Luther's.
Luther's was...
Down
in Chalmette. And they used to make the best roast turkey breast. And they used to eat that just on a bun with their barbecue. Oh, it was so good. And I don't know. I don't know if Luther's died after the hurricane or... I mean, I know that location definitely did.
Yeah, they had they had one in Metairie over where Outback, near where Outback is now, on Severn.
Outback is. Yeah. Was that a Luther's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just Googled it. It says Luther's ain't there no more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gone. I don't even think it's anywhere anymore, which is unfortunate because it really used to be good. And then what was the other one? Corky's.
Corky's is still in Memphis, I think. I think they just closed their New Orleans one.
And it was somewhere where you could go get barbecue and spaghetti and meatballs in the same place.
I didn't know that. I never did. I only got barbecue.
That's all I got. But you know, Corky's.
And their onion rings were good.
They do package their stuff. You can buy it, I want to say, maybe Costco. You know, but I'm not buying Cryovac ribs.
No.
I'm not buying that stuff. Mm-mm. You know? Mm-mm. I do miss barbecuing. I miss, you know, we've talked about it. I miss grilling, miss smoking. It's frowned upon on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I sneak up and do it. They don't know what I'm doing.
Don't they have barbecue pits up there for you to use?
They have a gas grill.
Gas ones.
Gas grills. Again, it's a reasonable facsimile, but it is certainly not, you know, I told you I cheat. I take some, haven't done it often, but stick some wet wood in a foil packet, poke some holes and throw it in the bottom just to kind of smoke it, you know, but trying to see where there are any Corky's left. And I just, here it goes, Corky's Catering. Yeah, they do have some Corky's left. Eat at Corky's. Memphis, yeah, it's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I think they're just in Memphis.
Pigeon Forge, no, North Little Rock, Little Rock, Brentwood, mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's not many locations anymore. And their stuff used to be really good.
There's another chain that we had barbecue at in Tennessee called Sticky Fingers that was pretty good.
Oh, so how can something named Sticky Fingers be bad? I mean, yeah. Barbecue. We ate somewhere when we were in our home offices in Nashville, and we ate somewhere, and it was really, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was so good. It was really good.
But you know what? When you go to, I guess they have it here, too. I've just never really noticed it, where you have the choice between dry or wet. It was Memphis the first time I ever encountered that.
Always wet.
I always thought, yeah.
Always
barbecue
wet.
Sauce. What do you always mean dry? Yeah. Or, you know.
But then I feel like they add their own sauce to it at the table. You know, these people have like five or six different sauces.
Yeah, they do.
I don't like that vinegar sauce.
No, I don't either.
I want the one.
That's Carolina. Is that what they call that?
The Carolina give me the sauce. Sugar, baby.
Yeah, me too. Brown
Kill
sugar.
Me. Yeah, give me the brown sugar, baby. I don't want. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. I don't like it spicy either.
Me either.
I don't
like
know
it
why.
Sweet.
And I like spice. I like a lot of spice, but I don't want my rib to be spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Good stuff. Well, I guess everybody's watching the LSU Tulane baseball game because nobody's calling.
So. Yeah, LSU's winning 6-0.
See, you could get recaps right here. I mean, it's baseball. It goes on for days.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this crazy number out one more time. 556. No. Did I say that right? 5-9?
Yeah, that's it.
556-9696. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes when you stop and think about something, you like lose it?
Yeah.
Like I should have just let it roll off and not thought about it. But I am looking forward to Desi Vegas. We have not been there in quite a long time. I know going in it's going to be loud, so I'm going to accept that.
Why?
It's just like a party place now. It's like, you know, it's all lights and parties.
You know, last time I was at Pascal Minnelli's, it was very loud.
It is very loud, Elizabeth. Yes, Pascal's is loud. Mm-hmm. We were there, and there was this table behind us with this woman. Who was so everybody in the restaurant is glaring at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have cared less. And the meal was paid for. And they must have sat there for 45 minutes. Pick your stuff up. You're done. Your table rental's over. Get out of here. Take your kid with you, too. But anyway, and it wouldn't have been
so
bad.
So Desi Vegas is loud.
Desi Vegas is very loud. It has become the party place. Everybody who's having a birthday, an anniversary, bat mitzvah, whatever they have, it winds up at Desi Vega. I don't know why. And, I mean, it's not cheap.
No.
It's not cheap. So I don't know. But, I mean, and you know, they've got the music playing loud. They've got the lights going. Waiting. Patty just hangs up on me. Did you hear that? So it's like a deaf. And all of it, what did I say? She presses the dump button on me. So whatever. Anyway, yes, it's very, very loud. It's a party atmosphere at Desi.
We got the Cajun whistleblower on who's promising me he's going to talk food. Because, you know, we don't talk politics on this show.
No,
Cajun.
We don't. Hello, Cajun. What's up?
Listen, I wanted to call in again. And I'm asking everybody out there to give a good prayer for this gentleman that's at the hospital right now. And I'm going to do the same thing. When I go to the TikTok Cafe this coming Saturday, I'm going to get everybody around the table to say grace and to say a prayer. And speaking of saying prayers, I only see us doing the Lord's Prayer and us doing grace when I go out most of the time. I very rarely see anybody else out there praying. So I'm telling y'all, pray for this man. Say the Lord's Prayer. When you
Absolutely.
Say grace, do them for time. Okay? And when you're in the hospital,
it's a great
with
idea.
Him, lay hands on him. Lay hands on him. Tell him you love him. Hug him and give him all the support you possibly can.
Amen.
Lay hands on him.
Amen.
Look it up in the Bible. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen. Bye-bye. You too. Thank you. Yeah, please send your prayers out to Tom. And prayer is a powerful thing. So remember Tom when you say those prayers. So anyway, where was I? I was at Desi Vega. I'm talking about it's a club. And it kind of is turning into kind of like a club, Desi Vega. It's got that club vibe going on.
It has?
Yeah. Food's still good.
Music?
Music, lights. They've got the white walls with all the colored lights going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have great service, though, and great food. So I'm going to give it to them.
Is it mostly steak?
Oh, yeah. All steak, but they have lobster. They have the Houdat shrimp is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffed with this little sweet sauce. Fried, delicious stuff. But mostly steak. They have fish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't go to a steak restaurant and order fish.
Well, no, it's Desi Vegas Steakhouse,
but people
right?
do that. And they order the fish. Well, how was your meal? Well, it was okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a steak restaurant eating fish. So you get what you get. Fish is there for people who don't want to eat the steak.
Right.
That's there for the aggravating person
well,
in the crowd.
And you know, like we have a friend who is vegetarian, kind of. You know, he eats seafood.
Home.
But you know, none of like the two couples, the other three of us, his girlfriend isn't. So we go to places that have good steak, or, and he will get the fish, or he'll get just a bunch of vegetables.
He doesn't complain about
it. He doesn't complain about it at all.
Okay, as long as you don't complain mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you come in moaning about it, then get out
well,
of here.
If you want to be with the fun people.
But see, he really must be a vegetarian, because most vegetarians tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't tell you about it, he's the real deal.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He just will. That's
what's that joke?
Order.
How do you know somebody's a vegetarian? They
yeah,
tell you 150 times.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Keith Young's Steakhouse on the North Shore in Madisonville is everything anyone thinks of when a steakhouse comes to mind. The environment is elegant and handsome. The service staff is knowledgeable, attentive, and friendly. And most important, the steaks are superb. The steakhouse sides are also great. Keith Young's Steakhouse, 165 Highway 21, Madisonville, 985-845-9940.
I get misty just holding your hand.
Yeah.
And we're back with the food show on WGSO. Last 15 minutes
yeah.
is George time.
It's time for George.
I
want to hear about the church's chicken, George.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Let's go back to vegetarians, because you know Don likes to pick.
I know. Let's go.
I do. And so that was a running joke. How do you know a vegetarian? Well, they're going to tell you 150 times. And my next, I don't know how to say this without being, you know, I don't know how to say anything without being insulting.
Oh,
so,
go ahead.
But I feel like if you can be a critic, you can be insulting, right?
Absolutely.
That is the job. Why is it that most of the time when I meet someone who tells me that he or she or are vegetarian, they look like they're eating a lot of something?
Yeah.
Do you pick up on
yes,
that sometimes?
I do. You're
it's
right.
Like, well, I only eat this. It's like, well, honey, you eating something. Because you're not just eating fish. You are not just eating cucumbers and squash. Okay, you're eating something. So I don't know if you feel like that or if I'm really off base. We got 10 minutes. Call, yell at me, scream. To let you know, there is absolutely nothing one could do to offend me. So call. Try. I'd love that. But yeah, I feel so sad for vegetarians because...
Yeah, they're not eating the good stuff.
You're just missing so much, you know? And I know some people do it for health reasons, and I guess I understand that. And look, I just lost a ton of weight, so I did it for health reasons. But I'm still going to eat. You know, I'm not giving up on all eating. I mean, to think of a life without an appreciation for food makes me just very sad. I think you're missing so much. And if food wasn't meant to be so good, why did God give us all this good food?
But you know what? Let me tell you. There's this restaurant not far from my house on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to look it up because I couldn't remember the name of it.
I was wondering what you were typing away.
Sweet Soul Food. And earlier this year, we were... at H&R Block getting our taxes done on
what a April, fun day.
On April 18th.
Well, naturally.
At about 5 o'clock.
You know? Why not? Why plan?
That's right. But we've been there before at that same time at 8 o'clock the night they're due. And so we know the lady that does our taxes.
And
she
says,
was telling me about this place. And it's actually a vegan restaurant. It's called Sweet Soul Food. But she was telling me you cannot on Monday. Their red beans and rice,
mm-hmm.
they sell out.
I know
usually
what you're gonna say. You
by
can't
lunchtime.
Tell the difference.
Well, no, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
She just said that it's delicious and they're green. It's sweet soul food. So they cook
so it's
stuff
good.
Like greens and
okay.
red beans and rice and things like that. And It just happens to be vegan.
And it was good.
But since then, since she's told me about that, I've had several of my friends that I've noticed on Instagram have posted. One friend of mine posted that he wanted to lick the plate on the red beans when he got finished. Yeah. He said they were so good. So, you know.
Okay. It looks like a cool place. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna let you have that one.
But yeah, and you know, so you can't just write them off because they're vegan. No. As a matter of fact, I need to tell my friend about this place.
So here's the other thing. Why, if you're a vegan, would you want to eat something that looks like mimics?
Yeah, meat.
What? If you don't eat meat, you don't eat meat. Why would you want to eat that?
I don't know.
What is it?
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Plant-based meat, plant-based
things. It's all chemicals.
No.
It's all mashed up vegetables and chemicals. I mean, I think if you would want to be vegetarian, she keeps turning me. I don't know why. I mean, she clicked, goodbye. She hangs up on me. Anyway, okay, I'm done with the vegans. If I've insulted anyone, I don't care. I'm not going to apologize. That's just the way I feel. You feel the way you feel. I feel the way I feel.
We got George. We knew he would call.
George.
George.
You're a vegan, aren't you, George?
Heck no.
I was waiting for that. So, George.
Nah, I just went. I went to my doctor about a month ago, and I'm good to go.
That's it.
A little cholesterol, just a little bit high, but everything else is fine. No need to be a vegan.
Take the pill. Take the pill.
That's right.
Take the pill. So I'm hoping that you can answer the age-old question from today. How does Church's cut their chicken that it's so different? Do you know?
Oh, no, I don't know. That was the competition, so I don't know none about it.
Well, I thought they would have sent you over to spy.
No. When Copeland's bought them out in, what, 89? He didn't own them alone.
I haven't been in years, but I would think that their chicken is still cutting that same
not
way.
Coming on.
Have you had their, you've had their chicken, haven't you? And it's cut different.
It is, but I really try not to get the chicken. I know back then, 30-some years ago, the chicken was so big, it was scary.
Yeah.
And it was like, what are y'all putting in this chicken? You know, like the wings look like a chicken breast.
Yeah, they
do. Yeah, they do. You're right. It's like, that must be it. There must be a piece of the breast still attached.
It must be.
So they must cut it off, George, where it's connected. And you,
number three. Yeah.
I'll take a number two with no bacon.
Number three. Put his bacon on mine.
With Cajun rice.
Patty wants bacon on hers.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
But look, you're talking about chicken. You ever taste it? I know you don't go out that much. It's like you stay in a warehouse district.
No, I go everywhere. I go
chicken
everywhere.
Chicken in a box.
Chicken in a box. Oh, yeah, Mackenzie's.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I didn't know they were still open. I happened to be at the shoe repair shop next to it a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed they were still open. I didn't know they were still open.
Now, you're talking about the one in
Gentilly.
Gentilly, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they're still open. And you know what? They got a cool menu. They got a seafood platter. They got shrimp. They got everything. Chicken wings, hamburgers.
Really?
I had the chicken there a few times. And it's a wait. You got to wait like 8-10 minutes. But the chicken is so fresh. It's not the best, but it's one of the best. What I like about it is it's fresh. You can taste it and see that it's fresh.
Yeah, you don't mind waiting if you know it's fresh.
No, you don't.
I'd rather do that than have it sit under a light for 8 minutes.
Oh, no, they don't. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that over there. But I've been dying to try the seafood platter. I'm still in the hunt for the best seafood platter.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, and then talking about barbecue, y'all mentioned Corky's and Luther's. I worked at both of those.
You did?
On Veterans Highway. And Corky's is from, they're all from Memphis, but some local guys opened that up back in like 91, 92.
Mm-hmm.
And they did have some real good ribs. Now, Luther's, that was pretty interesting because they had all those meats and you just go down the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it was turkey breast,
you know, brisket or whatever, ham, whatever you wanted, they had it. And that was pretty unique. You just go down the line, you tell them what you want. Mm-hmm. And they had some real good hamburgers, too.
They did.
I don't know if y'all
had very good hamburgers.
The hamburgers were delicious.
So
I don't know why they closed. You know, some restaurants, you know, something like Katrina happened. If you don't have the funds, I don't know what happened, but I mean, if you can't hold off for the funds or insurance, a lot of them just call it quits. Unfortunately,
we had our offices were in Chalmette. We lived in Chalmette, and we would go to Luther's at the very minimum of once a week, because it was cheap. It was good.
It was cheap. It was clean. You know, you go in and get out. I miss them. I miss them a lot.
Well, you know, and that's the beauty of barbecue, and that's also the beauty. I know Marianne was talking about Greek. Both of those things are already prepared. There is no quick Greek food, right? Yeah. There is no quick barbecue. I mean, both have been cooked for hours. So that's a good tip, George. If you're looking for somewhere quick to get in and out of, Greek or barbecue are definitely quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, talking about hours, I know that at Corky's, they used to cook them ribs overnight. They'll leave them on on the low temperature.
Yeah.
And they'll cook them overnight.
Low and
so,
slow.
So, Don, I miss it because I was in and out. Do you like yours dry or do you like them wet?
I like them wet.
And Miss Patty as well.
Yeah,
wet
for sure.
Wet
for sure. Lots of barbecue sauce.
So you're a dry guy?
Yeah, I like my dry because I like messing around. You know, I get some hot sauce and, you know, get all kind of different stuff.
He experiments.
I make my own little deal.
Okay.
You know, and then the shrimp po' boys, I like them with Tabasco hot sauce and ketchup.
No brown gravy, huh?
Oh no!
That's
you know, I heard y'all talk. I heard that part of the program, and I'm like, I was trying to taste it, but I couldn't taste it.
No, my brother-in-law does it.
I don't know, but
you never know.
You never know, Don, until you try it, right?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to try it. I'm going to eat it like I like it. I'm not going to mess up good. I'm not going to mess up good shrimp.
But Don, but check this out, right? I've been in New Orleans since 79. It took, I tried the potato salad and the gumbo like maybe 2 years ago. So it took like 40, 41 years for me to try because I just couldn't see it in my mind.
I still
but when
can't
I tried
see it.
It, I loved it.
It is
I
good.
It.
I didn't think so either,
it
Patty. But it is good.
I don't know.
My friend makes the best turkey and sausage gumbo ever, and she lives in Donaldsonville, George. And she said, just try it. And I'm like, this is damn good. I was surprised. It was really good. So you're right.
Especially, I like my potato salad. I like mine kind of, you know, I like it creamy.
Oh, me too.
If it's creamy, oh, it's even better.
Me too. I don't like that old dried up potato salad. And I don't like
not you. Not the gourmet.
No dried up stuff. And look, I don't like a ton of stuff in mine. I like it simple.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I like it kind of simple. I just like it kind of creamy.
Yeah.
But look, really enjoy the show, Don. You and Miss Patty did a great job.
Thank you, George.
Appreciate you.
But Tom and Jesus saying that he will do a miracle and do a miracle healing in his life.
Absolutely.
And,
say a prayer for him.
Give us the most time in his service.
100%.
And for Marianne.
We will do. You're always welcome, George.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So George did not know the secret to the chicken.
We had to figure it out.
We
had to figure it out. But thank you, George. We enjoy you every time you call.
Oh, absolutely. We love it.
He always makes me hungry.
I don't know. I just can't do the potato salad in the gumbo.
Just try. Okay, put a little in a dish and a side. Take a little bite of gumbo in a spoon, and then take a little bit of gumbo.
Instead of rice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just try it.
I don't know.
It's a bite.
I don't know.
It's a bite. I'm going to make Bob do that.
I don't know.
I'm going to make Bob force
speech. He don't like it either.
Damn it. All right, we try. Look, I'm not going to say that I want to do it all the time. And I don't think it would work with a seafood gumbo as well as it does with chicken and andouille.
See, I mostly eat seafood. I'm not a chicken and an andouille person.
I love it. I can't make it. My wife won't eat it.
Yeah, so. I like okra and...
I like okra.
Okra and seafood.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, we're coming up to the end of the show. Thank
we
you
are.
So much.
It was fun.
Who knows what's going to be going on next week?
Well, let's just say our prayers.
Say our prayers. Say your prayer for Tom and tell your people. Tell all your friends about the show. The LSU game will be over. There won't be any baseball on Monday, so you can call us Monday for the food show. We'll be back here at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4 Monday afternoon. Hopefully, Marianne Fitzmaurice will be back with us. If not, you'll have me and hopefully Don will be back on Monday. But tell your friends about the show. It's a fun show. We don't talk politics. We don't talk anything but fun here on The Food Show on WGSO. Say a prayer for Tom Fitzmaurice and for Marianne, too, while she takes care of him. Go to nomenu.com and you'll see the newsletter. And Marianne updated it just about 3 or 4 days ago. So you'll have where they've been eating and her Instagram at nomenu. She has pictures of places where they've been. So check them out. And y'all have a great weekend. And we will see you Monday.